your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics. As I probably mentioned earlier, we're devoting virtually the whole show today to this COVID scare that's going on right now. I've got Dr. John Huber on the line with me right now. John is going to recap something that he and I have talked about in the past, and that is that if you're high risk, you really need to be concerned, but you don't need to be frightened. When I say concerned, you simply need to do what makes common sense so you don't get infected or what have you. But for the rest of you folks who are listening to de Blasio and the mayor of LA, who is talking about quarantines, total shutdowns, et cetera, John has some words for you that I think may take a little bit of angst away from your mental opinions right now. Dr. Huber, your answer, I'm not even going to stop you. Go as long as you want.
Go as long as I want. Well, thank you, Al. Well, you know, this whole thing has taught us a lot about our fortitude and individuals' ability to function. And if you're debilitated, like you just said, Al, you have to be taking care of yourself. You have to put out precautions. You have to make sure that you're not exposing yourself to this virus, because that's the individual, those individuals who are compromised, they have the most risk out there. The rest of us, you know, we're sitting there, 98 to 99% of us aren't going to have any significant problems at all. It's going to be like a bad flu. In some cases, it's not even like a cold for some people. And some people are asymptomatic. They don't ever go through that whole process. So the majority of us are going to be perfectly fine. We just need to be cautious about the individuals who are at high risk. And, you know, I'll say it again. Yeah, it's a small percentage of people, but those people who end up getting hospitalized because of it, because of their debility, because they have diabetes, because they're overweight, because they have a compromised immune system, they are going through a very traumatic situation. Now, we're all excited, and the press is all excited. We have two companies now that have virus or antiviruses out there, the vaccines ready to go, and they're talking about one of them's 90%. The other one turns around and says that theirs is 95% effective. And then the first one comes back and said new research shows that theirs is 95% effective. You know, that's wonderful. But the reality of it is 98% of us, our immune systems are effective against this virus. So if you put it, you know, they're thinking, you know, it's heaven sent because they have a 95% virus effectiveness. Our bodies are 98% effective in it. So you should take everything that's being said and realize you're going to get through this. This is going to be fine. And, you know, don't be crazy. Don't take, you know, Aunt Jane with her heart condition and her diabetes and, you know, run around with people she's never met in strange places and malls and like that and expose her to this stuff. Wash your hands. You should be doing that anyway. You know, it's 2020. We shouldn't have to teach people how to wash our hands. But guess what we did this year? We taught people to wash their hands and how to do it and be effective. And, you know, if you work in the healthcare industry, you've been doing this, you know, every day of your professional career. And, you know, there are times I wash my hands 20, 25 times in a day because I'm coming in contact with that many patients. And I'm washing my hands before I see the patient and after I see the patient. And then I go to my next patient and I wash my hands before I walk in there. And every time, because I'm trying to be cautious. At the same time, I'm wearing those masks. And when the patient is in a situation where it's tuberculosis, TB, or COVID, we're wearing respirators. We're making sure that we're not committing any kind of behavior that's going to get us infected. Do that at home. You know, make sure your food sources are heated appropriately. Make sure they're at good temperatures. Don't let things get cold, you know. And then have people wash their hands. Maybe have somebody who's designated who's going to scoop up ice for everybody so that if, you know, little Billy over there has a runny nose or is sneezing and coughing, he's not giving anybody the regular flu or a regular cold. You know, we are learning about how humans act when we put the whole country down in lockdown. And we have to be cautious because For some people, the cure is worse than the disease because they would have had a strong enough immune system that they would have gotten through the disease without any problem, but they're getting depressed because they're not seeing family members. They're not seeing friends. They're not getting outside and doing physical activity and doing things in the real world. Do those things. Be smart about it. Always be smart about it. You don't know if somebody's got an immune compromised system. You know, your uncle may have, you know, hepatitis C. Your uncle may have any plethora of different diseases. Your aunt may be diagnosed with diabetes and doesn't want the family to know.
John, but
be cautious.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you look at Mayor de Blasio in New York, and he is talking about a major lockdown. Same thing is going on in L.A. right now. The same thing is going on thanks to Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington. Everybody is basically hiding out in their own homes, in their closets, and they are saying, you know, we're not gonna interface with anybody, because if de Blasio says this is right, it's got to be right. I mean, after all, he is the governor. Now, I don't want to say anything against Jay Inslee, or de Blasio being the mayor of New York, but I don't want to say anything necessarily against Jay Inslee, but I will say this. He is causing an awful lot of anxiety.
Absolutely.
As my guest in the first segment said, he said, you know, the problem is, not the problem, but he said, the reality is Jay Inslee's got blood on his hands, as does the mayor of Seattle at this moment in time. Yeah, the reason that's happening, Big John, is purely and simply because people are letting their anxiety levels go through the roof. Give us five quick things to do to not let that happen to ourselves, John.
Well, the first thing is take a deep breath and breathe and realize that, you know, if a virus gets into your house, you can't stop it. I mean, they find a way. That's why they function, and that's why they're still around. So if you're going to get sick from it, you're going to get sick from it. A mask isn't going to stop that. So we have to realize that, hey, I'm going to live my life as opposed to just hide out and try to stay alive, because hiding out's not going to stop the virus. So breathe, take a deep breath, get outside, take nice walks with important people in your family, people you're close to, or take nice walks while you're talking to your best friend on your cell phone, or that friend you haven't talked to in 5 years. Pick up the phone, call them across the country, and take a walk while you're talking with them. Reminisce. Realize that there will be life after this, and one of the best ways to do it is talk to people that you maybe haven't talked to in a long time.
Dr. Hugh, I got to cut you off because I've got to take a commercial break. You know all about that. You do radio yourself. I just want to say this. You are truly a breath of fresh air. And I would like all of my friends and all of my fans to please take what you say at heart. Dr. Huber, thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.